is Jerry Blumberg.
Glow. See to it, then, that the light within you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of life and no part of it dark, it will be just as full of light as when a lamp shines its light on you. Luke 11:35-36. It was a lovely day, and I headed out with a friend to have lunch at a local outdoor mall. After lunch, we wandered through the shops, looking at clothes, shoes, and stuff for the grandkids. As we approached one particular gift store, I raved to her about all the pretty things in it. She was unfamiliar with it, so we spent several minutes oohing and aahing over the various styles and designs of the different collections displayed. At one point, I reached to the back of a shelf to pick up a package of decorative napkins, and accidentally knocked a small ceramic cactus off the shelf. Of course it broke, not into smithereens, but shards of the pottery from the top of the cactus crumbled into a pile on the floor. I immediately took it back to the sales desk and showed them the remains of the piece. She responded with the price and asked for payment. Before I could say a word, get out my wallet, or do anything, my friend said, "I will pay for it," and she did. Nothing I said would persuade her otherwise. Now that it was hers, she looked it over and realized that the intended purpose of this little cactus was to be placed over a votive candle to glow softly through small holes poked all over. The broken pieces were located at the top and back, and we realized that it could be used if placed high on a shelf so that the imperfections would be hidden. I felt awful, and again attempted to repay her, but this gracious lady said to me, "I will use it in one of my talks to the ladies. It will be a perfect example of God's love." She saw possibility in the brokenness. What a perfect example of how God sees us, always looking beyond our futile attempts to glue ourselves back together. Or we even try to stand just right so the misaligned parts don't show. But we will never be flawless until God puts us back together. His love for us was shown in the cross when all that sin and brokenness was stamped, paid in full, just like my friend did for me at the store. Now, our intended purpose will be fulfilled, and the light of Jesus will shine through us as we tell our story of healing and wholeness. I love the children's song, "I Am a Promise." May the lyrics encourage you today. I am a promise. I am a possibility. I am a promise with a capital P. I'm a great big bundle of potentiality. And I'm learning to hear God's voice. And I'm trying to make the right choice. I am a promise to be anything God wants me to be.
This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.